Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show. On AFR, Tim, Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, let me read this letter real quick. It's like take me 2 minutes here. But every once in a while, I get a letter across my desk that really is heartwarming, as they say.
Positive and encouraging,
positive
maybe?
And encouraging. Dated July the 2nd. The note, handwritten note. See this right here? Handwritten note. July the 2nd, 2025. Dear AFA, as I am 97 years old, be 98 in a month, living on Social Security and pension, plus legally blind, my money is very limited. An unexpected sum of money came to me, and I have to share with you. I do pray for you all and thank you for all that you do. May our Lord keep you all safe and give victory in all your efforts. And this is, I'll just say, Christine is her name.
Wow.
From Virginia.
Thank you, Christine.
She put her name, she put her name here and her address, but I'm not obviously not going to say that, but she lives in Virginia. But I thought, wow, she's in August, she'll be 98 years old, living on Social Security and a pension, and she got some extra money, and she sent it to us.
Well, listen, we love our listeners. And let me just say this. Thank you, Christine, for your gift. Thank you for all of you who give regularly to American Family Radio. We do appreciate that. We have Share-a-thon coming up in October. But let me also say, I know there's people out there who want to give and can't. And even those who do give, listen, please pray. That is not a minor thing. We don't think of that as being a minor thing that you do if you can't give us what we really need. We need your prayers.
Exactly.
Because this is these are difficult waters that we swim in, and they are shark-infested waters, okay? And there is tons of pressure, and who knows what the future is going to hold for our country. Hopefully God will continue to give us grace, but we want to be here to speak the truth of God's word and to preach the gospel. So continue to pray. Pray that we will remain faithful to the calling that God has put on this ministry. Pray for Tim and the others in leadership and their families and for all of those who work here. And pray, I'll tell you what else, pray for new opportunities for us to get some other radio stations and maybe even in difficult territory, spiritual territory. All sorts of things you can pray for us, and this is an important part of the ministry, your prayers.
And also, if you run across any extra money,
yes,
then you can feel free to do like Christine and send it our way.
What a good example she's setting.
We wouldn't want to give anybody the idea that we wouldn't accept that.
That's absolutely that is true.
Shark infested waters, and it's always Shark Week. Perpetually.
Right. Shark Week. So. It's been Shark Week in this country for 75 years.
There you go. We did buy a new station in Des Moines, Iowa. Do you know this? I'm being serious.
You mentioned.
And we'll be sharing more about that later. We got to have probably a couple months before we go on the air there.
And I'm just going to say, I say this periodically, I do pray that God will give us an opportunity to get a station in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a voice.
We need to look into that.
So we have a voice in New England.
Right.
Kind of the birthplace of the
country.
Christian.
Yeah. In case you're out there wondering why we don't have stations in major cities like Boston, New York, Los Angeles, those are major markets and the
hugely expensive.
Way expensive to put a radio station in those markets.
And we're probably way down on the list to get those spots, but God can do anything.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's just that being from that neck of the woods, that's a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Steve, first story.
All right. So if you've been following the news and reading about or watching about what's going on in Gaza, the Gaza Strip, the mainstream media is talking about a famine, starvation. And the mainstream media is saying that Israel is causing it and they're all to blame. And they are doing whatever they can to kind of push this narrative. It happens to not be true, which we can get into in a second. But one of the things you may have seen is a picture of a mom holding a little baby that is skin and bones. And they said, here it is. This is the poster child for the malnutrition and the starvation that's going on in Gaza. And a little fact-checking was done by some people, and they found out that, well, it's not exactly that. This child has cerebral palsy, and he's malnourished because he can't eat properly, even in healthy times. He has a brother that is healthy and well-fed standing right next to him in another picture that the media all could have used but didn't. And so they've been called out by conservative media and others. And finally, the New York Times is having to admit that they made a mistake. Kind of.
I want to hear the apology.
Well, it's not much of one, but okay. I'll read what they got. So the original article said, Gazans are dying of starvation after 21 months of devastating conflict with Israel. Gaza's most vulnerable citizens, the young, the old, and the sick, are facing what aid groups say is impending famine. And then they have a note. They tweeted out a note that says, we have appended an editor's note to a story about Mohammed Zakaria Al-Mutawak, a child in Gaza who was diagnosed with severe malnutrition. After publication, the Times learned he also had pre-existing health problems. Read more below. And then they have children in Gaza are malnourished and starving, as the New York Times and others have documented. We ran a story about Gaza's most vulnerable citizens and showed this picture of this child that they say suffers from severe malnutrition. We have since learned new information, including from a hospital that treated him, and medical records updated our story to add context. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what they did. They put the original...
Who's they?
The New York Times. Okay. Put the original story out. They publicized it on their Twitter feed. It has 55 million followers on the New York Times Twitter feed. The correction? It went on the New York Times Communications Twitter page. Has 89,000. Not nearly as many. And they never really admitted
that's
that
corrupt.
They never really admitted that they were wrong. They just said, oh, and in addition to the fact that they're starved, the Israelis are starving these people. Oh, yeah, he also has some medical conditions. That's not at all the case.
Yeah. All right, so the propaganda war against Israel continues, and many people in the world are complicit with this because they hate the Jews, they hate Israel, and they think that that the Palestinians, the Arabs there in Gaza, they should have their own state over there in Israel. Great Britain is talking about a two-state solution again. What happened here? This went viral. This photograph went viral.
Yeah, and there's other photos on different newspapers. I'm looking at the Daily Express. The headline says, "For pity's sake, stop this now." Same child.
Yeah, the picture went around the world. And what you're drawn to conclude from this is that the Israeli government and military are starving people to death.
Right.
In Gaza.
Yep.
The Gaza Strip, which, by the way, is Israeli land. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Israeli.
But they had given it.
They call it occupied, but it's actually Israeli land in the first place.
They had given it to the Palestinians to run.
We mentioned this before. The Israelis are in a no-win situation on the propaganda side, on the media perception side. But I don't know, Wesley, I don't know what Israel is supposed to do. Tell me what they're supposed to do.
Well, stuff like this, I always like to go back to how we got here.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, the image is a lie. The way it was presented. Okay,
the mother is healthy looking.
Oh yes, yeah. So she's being fed.
Right.
Okay. So it's a lie. However, in the event that they're even wanting to make the case that, that what you're saying, that the Israelis are starving. Israelis are starving. The people in Gaza. How do we get here? Okay. If that was true, it's because Hamas committed a whole day of terrorism where they murdered
1,100 people.
Right.
Slaughtered.
Yes. And all the other thing, and the raping and the beheading,
right,
and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that happened. So now this, until they, this is solved. There was an elected official said that it may have been Tom Cotton, but this is solved when they release the hostages and walk out with their hands up, and this is how this is solved.
Right.
Anything short of that,
right, Israel is going to continue
because of what was provoked.
Yes, and the Israel now is on guard against this happening, this kind of terrorist attack ever happening again on their soil against mm-hmm. their people. So, about the. We've talked about this before. The Israelis are in a tough situation in this sense, that on the PR side. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They're the ones who butchered the 1,100 Jews on that day.
Mm-hmm.
They're a terrorist organization. But they are the, quote, government in Gaza. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The people of Gaza support Hamas, if you believe the voting and so forth and so on. And so the Hamas fighters hide behind the non-combatants.
Civilians.
They hide their rockets behind hospitals, under hospitals.
We
know all the underground tunnels now that have been discovered. They put weaponry under mosque. Why do you do that, you say? Well, because they know if Israel bombs a mosque to try to get to their weapons they're going to use against Israel, Israel gets called out by the other Arab countries and Muslim countries and the international media as being targeting churches. Targeting hospitals, killing children. In this case, they want to say Israel is starving the children of Gaza. As you said, this picture that went viral, which is meant to be used and has been used successfully as propaganda against Israel, shows the mother holding this baby who is emaciated, this child. I don't know if it's a baby exactly, but the mother is healthy looking. Okay, and you go, why doesn't the mother feed the child her food? And
the other way around.
Okay, yeah. Because it's a propaganda piece. That's why. Otherwise, the mother would also be emaciated. And they don't tell you the underlying health issues that the baby slash child had. So anyway, this is just being used. Mike Huckabee's talked about this, the ambassador to Israel. But we can talk about this another time, but this just Israel is just and then Great Britain now, or the UK, however you want to say
France.
And France. They're calling for Israel to accept a official state where Hamas rules, and they're on the border of Israel. How insane is that?
They're saying that they are going to recognize it as a state.
Gaza?
Gaza is going to be a state. They're officially, in the eyes of the EU, a lot of the EU and
at this
the
is UN. Like biblical.
We'll be ready to talk about this tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, okay. Is this the world turning against Israel and the Jews? Is this?
Not unusual,
it seems biblical to me. You know what I'm saying? Seems like this is part of Bible prophecy that we're living in here.
And I'll just say this and we can move on.
Okay.
And especially the sharp turn that a lot of people have taken in this country in protesting Israel and supporting the quote-unquote Palestinian cause, when in reality the issue is Hamas. The terrorist organization that runs Gaza.
Why don't these same people have a problem with Hamas? Why don't they speak out as much against Hamas as they do against the Israeli government?
I think that they view Hamas as
freedom fighters.
Okay. Against
so they were justified regime. In butchering the people. Because
yeah, they don't want to talk about that.
Some say that, actually.
Yeah.
One fact, and we can move on, but one fact I want to bring out here, Israel is airdropping food to the Gazans directly, because the UN, who is supervising the trucks that go in, give it right over to Hamas, which holds it hostage from the people. So Hamas is starving the people. The only war ever in history where the combatant has fed the other combatant in the middle of the war. We certainly did feed Germany after World War II, but that was in reparations afterwards because we're a good country. Israel is doing it in the middle of the war. Right. They are airdropping food to the Gazans, so that should tell you something. Hey, you remember when Amazon's Alexa first came out and everybody said, oh, watch out, it's going to be listening to you. It'll listen every Amazon said, no, you have to say the, hey, Alexa, you have to say the word to wake it up. It's not listening. It's not listening. And they spent a decade saying it's not listening. It's not listening. Well, Amazon is buying a wearable bracelet called the Bee. It's buying the company that made this that is listening, and they say it is, 100% of the time without having to wake anything up, and it's transcribing your conversations. They say what it'll help you do is summarize a conversation, for example. It will allow you to, I used this the other day, Tim said it wasn't a good idea, but solve arguments. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. Well, here's the transcript.
There's the transcript.
You mean like with your wife?
Yeah.
No, that's not,
not a good idea.
You do not want to be that right.
No, I don't care for an argument. It doesn't matter if you're right in the right. end.
But that anyway. Amazon is saying it as a positive. They're also able to use this as a collection point for their AI data. They're getting tons and reams of information. And they can personalize this for you. They can make your plans because they've heard you talk about the plans. Scary stuff, though. The privacy concern is off the charts, Ed.
And not just for the person wearing the bracelet. This is, again, this is a company that, is the company named Bee, or is that the product?
The product is named Bee.
Okay. So that's Amazon bought this company. Here's one of the other things when I saw this story.
No, actually, the company's named Bee.
When I saw this story, part of one of the additional concerns is it doesn't just record your conversation. If I had that bracelet on, it would record everybody here. Everybody I talk to in the hallway, everyone I talk to, you know, you go out for lunch or at the gas station or whatever.
You talk to yourself.
It's recording the conversation with people who don't know they're being recorded. And listen.
Well, that could cause some legal issues, could it not?
Well, it could in states. In this state, in Mississippi, where our headquarters is located, only one person has to know a conversation is being recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
But in some states, both parties have to, or it's considered a violation of wiretap laws.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could get into big trouble for recording all those conversations. You could be recording a conversation with a doctor.
And you can't cut it off, right?
As far as I know, that the purpose of the bracelet is to record everything you say.
Mm. Who would wear something like that?
That's what I was about to say.
A lot of people would.
Are you going to?
No.
Now, hold
I'm not
on.
A lot of people.
Hold on. What would be the reason? Just a couple reasons. One.
Let's say that I have been talking with my wife and we need to get a grocery list going. And what are we going to have for dinner? We're going to have this and that and other and everything. And then I go to the store and, what was I supposed to get? Well, there's the list. Or
I'm trying.
Or
we need.
Dad, you're missing. Hold on.
We're talking about getting airline tickets, and so we say, well, we need to fly here, we need to fly there, we want to get, we want to pay the, and then we can just say, B, buy the tickets.
Okay.
And it'll go buy the tickets for you.
Okay.
Oof. Listen, I never got the Alexa thing.
Me either.
I mean, I never participated.
I refuse to talk to my phone.
Yes. Well, no, I
Chelsea,
will.
Chelsea does it while she's driving.
I will talk to the text.
I know.
And
I still can't do it.
Half of my words wrong. But that always creeped me out, the Alexa thing. Now, the thing is, it is handy. So my wife and I went to visit. My dad passed away a couple years ago. We went 2 years ago to visit his widow. And she has the Alexa thing. And it is kind of handy in that you could say, Alexa, play Elvis Presley Blue Suede Shoes, and it'll do it. And that part's cool. But the downside of all these things is the privacy concerns. and the possibility for surveillance. And that, for the bee thing, that becomes my issue, is how much of this is the government getting their hands on?
A subpoena.
And does
all
the
need,
bee
huh?
sell this information to companies that heard me talking to my wife and saying, hey, what do you think about this car, or what do you think about this vacation?
They say they don't keep a copy of the transcript. They give it to you. Right.
Yeah. I don't believe any of these people.
Exactly.
They're all liars. Eventually, everybody has their price.
Next story.
The tarantulas are coming.
Oh, man. This is I've already texted
All right,
my,
listen up, people.
I've already texted my sister.
He's got some breaking news
right
here. Breaking,
so, typically from late August through October, it is tarantula mating season, where the males come out of their holes and go start looking for mates. And there are expected to be tens of thousands of tarantulas wandering the countryside in 13 states: Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah.
It's more than five states?
Yeah.
More than five. Okay, I thought the story I saw this morning said five. You've got about
Well, this is
ten.
Where they live, and I'm assuming they wherever they
Come
live.
Is what tarantulas, but they're going to be giants, right?
Well, softball size,
yeah.
What I saw. That's a big
typically
tarantula.
Yeah.
And hey, listen, your description of the tarantulas coming, the males coming out of their holes.
Right, looking
and going
for a mate.
Looking for a mate.
That's what he said.
It. You know what I immediately thought about?
Uh-uh.
Was
Tremors.
These young men. No. Was these young men who live in their mom's basement.
Right.
And they play video games. At some point, they got to come out of the hole.
Right.
And try to find and look for a mate.
It's not in August, though, necessarily.
No. So you young men, if you're listening, so, and not playing a video game, so, get out there.
So we're saying this is a serious story. These tarantulas are coming.
Now they generally don't bite people.
No, they're generally docile. They're safe. Yes. They only bite if they're provoked, and their venom is not necessarily toxic to humans.
Right. It can be painful, I think. I don't want to check it out.
Yeah, let's see. See what they do.
You know, there's some guy that does this on social media.
Yeah.
He does the pain.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is. He'll try all these painful wasps and ants.
Bites.
And,
snakes.
And he has it.
He holds a snake up to him. It's like, go.
Sound like he got a clickbait from y'all.
Well, he did.
I don't click on. I know I'm being tricked.
He did it like a bullet ant or something like that, and I said, well, I'm watching this. I clicked through and watched it. Right.
I remember the one. I've only seen a handful of what you're talking about. I remember the one he put on a jar and he put it covered it up to make
yeah. And he shakes it up to get them mad.
You're going, who does this?
Well, and I've only seen a handful because there's only so many videos I want to see of some guy going, this hurts. It's so
while,
bad.
While
it feels
they're
like
creating
fire.
It.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
it's
now
his
they
reaction.
The clickbait is you won't believe who died today. You know, and then they show
one,
a picture of Tom Hanks and you click on it.
Yeah.
And go, Tom Hanks did not die today. They used his picture.
Yes.
But
yes.
To get me to click here, and that's how I'm here. But guess what? I'm not going to do that again.
I have an article from 2014. A South Korean man was arrested at the airport with 320 tarantulas, 110 centipedes, and 9 bullet ants strapped to his body.
How many tarantulas?
What? 320.
Okay, listen. Wow. If I'm keeping tarantulas at my house,
or strapped on your body.
At 100, I'm stopping right there, okay? Because you can't manage more than that.
No, you can't.
Am I right?
That's the guy he was trying to. He was trying to get him smuggle him so he could sell him.
Yeah, so he could sell him. But they noticed he had a big belly.
Yeah. Big. That's what they said. Well, I'm glad I don't get pulled over.
I wonder what kind of fine that is, or what kind of penalty that is.
The penalties, they just cut the restraint open and let them crawl all over them.
Yeah, there you go.
Those centipedes are bad dudes, man.
All right. Giant tarantulas on the way.
Coming to a backyard near you.
Just when the tsunami passed, now we got giant tarantulas.
Coming to a shower. Honey, better get the rain.